Once you were in this band and playing during the, starting in 1942, so how did that end up for you? Was it just like being in the military?
It was the military.
Uh-huh.
It's so, all we had the strict the rules, uh-huh. We had the inspection of our instruments. Uh-huh. They come down and everything. What do you see military? Oh yeah, we were just, it's all military.
Uh-huh.
You got military pay and everything. Uh-huh. I was a second class musician, a third class, and I went up to second class musician. I never got first, but it was good enough. I'm going to get out by that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we left there. I was there, about, like I said, about 2.5 years. Then we went to Hawaii. And there, went to a place called Manana Barracks. Now, before, I must tell you this, because you may probably know it already. Before I went in, blacks washed pots and pans. We're called mess attendants. And that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, as far as I know, we were the first blacks in the history of the Navy that were not mess attendants going in the Navy. We were the first. And the sad part about it, a good friend of ours, I'll maybe show you later on, in 40 years later, went to the band in Norfolk, Virginia, the School of Music, and asked, I want to see about this black band. This is 40 years later now.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and I said, what do you mean? We're integrated. No such thing as a black man. He said, Mr. name is Skinner. He's dead now. I was in it. I played clarinet. He said, no, there's no such thing as a black man. There's no history of us at all. 40 years, we've been deceived. So later on, so he kept on messing around and found some people. So I said, hell, I guess there must have been a black man or something like that. So that, in 1981, there's a black history program in Norfolk, Virginia. And we all came with those honorary degrees from the School of Music in 1980, 81.